page 203. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the first Sunday in Advent as we chant the intro.
Behold, your King is coming to you, righteous and having salvation.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent is from Jeremiah chapter 33. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsively by whole verse, Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10.
To you,
Hallelujah.
according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say, 'The Lord has need of it.'" So those who were sent went away and found it just as he told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus. And throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess together the words of the Nicene Creed found on page 206.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 332.
Save your of the nations come.
Jesus Christ. Amen. God promised Jacob that he would become a great people, that through his sons, Israel would be a light to the nations. God said, "Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed." God also promised to David that his throne would be established forever. The kingdom of Israel, the chosen people of God, would live in peace and safety. The Lord told him, "I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more." So, the faithful people of Israel waited, secure in the faith that God would do as he said. But time passed, and man is sinful, and generations came that did not know the Lord or his promises. Kings of Israel and Judah, who did not trust that the Lord would be their strength, that he would establish their names, that he would make them their own places. So these kings, they looked to their fellow kings, the pagan kings of the earth, the ones who followed other gods and were a great power upon the earth, and they followed their example. The people that God had chosen for himself, the children of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the inheritors of the covenant, they rejected God. But a faithful remnant remained. A faithful remnant that continued to remember the promises of the Lord. In the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, the king of Judah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, driving him to prophesy to Judah concerning the Lord's judgments against the faithlessness of the people. Jeremiah saw this judgment play out in his own lifetime when Babylon sacked Jerusalem, when the king was enslaved, when the temple of the Lord was broken down stone by stone. But in the midst of that judgment, the Lord bade Jeremiah speak these words of mercy. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness." The crowds from today's gospel reading knew this scripture well. They knew it when they went to see Jesus enter the gates of Jerusalem. It was something that was taught to them all their lives. It was the focus of their existence. They were waiting for the day that the branch of Jesse would arrive and save them. And they saw him riding into through the gates, riding on the back of a colt of a donkey, just as Solomon had done before him. Jesus rode into the city of David like a king, with the adoration of the crowd. The people, knowing that he was a man of mighty deeds and miracles, cried out into the hills of Judea, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." They were echoing the words angels sang to the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased. The angels and the crowds were both announcing the advent of the King of Kings, who is himself glory to God and peace to men. He is glory to God, for Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is the radiance of the Father's glory. For Jesus is not just this special man, selected for his faith. He isn't just the promised king. He isn't just the great prophet. He isn't just the high priest. He is all those things. He is a man. He is a king. He is a prophet and a priest. And he is God. The Word of God made flesh, the very Word by whom all things were made. Before Jacob was, Jesus is. Before David was anointed with oil and given the kingdom, Christ reigned in heavenly splendor. Before Jeremiah could utter a word of prophecy, he was created by the Word of God. The eternal Son of the Father entered the world, and that had to be declared. It was an occasion that had to be marked. Therefore, the angels appeared above the fields of Bethlehem to sing his praises. The King of Glory had entered his kingdom, had entered his capital city. Therefore, the people sang his praises to announce his coming. The Pharisees asked Jesus to rebuke the crowds for doing this. It's possible that they feared the Romans would hear this, the coming of a king, and they would respond with force and violence. It's possible that the Pharisees understood the theological implication of Jesus being the Christ and rejected it. Whatever the reason, Jesus does not rebuke the crowds, but he does rebuke these experts in the law. He told them, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. For it is meet, right, and salutary that at the appearance of the king, that it should be announced." It's what we do here in the divine service. In other seasons of the church year, before the readings, we would have sung the Gloria in Excelsis. We sing this because we're preparing to hear the words of our king. And we use the same language as those angels so long ago. "To you, O soul begotten, the Father's Son, we pray. O Lamb of God, our Savior, you take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Receive our heartfelt cry, where you in power are seated at God's right hand on high, for you alone are holy. You only are the Lord. Forever and forever be worshipped and adored. You with the Holy Spirit alone are Lord most high, in God the Father's glory. Amen," our glad reply. And in only a few minutes, we will also sing the Sanctus for when our King comes to us in his body and blood. "Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, adored. Heaven and earth are full acclaim. Shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest. Sing Hosanna to the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." We sing these songs. The angels sang their song. The people in Jerusalem proclaimed him because he is coming to us. We sing because this is the appropriate response, to open our mouths in joy and reverence and pay homage to our King. We who have been baptized into his name recognize our sovereign. So, music comes out of us in response to his mercy, that he who is higher than the angels would deign to come down and dwell among us. Amen, I tell you, if we were silent, the very stones would cry out. If the crowds had not proclaimed their king, if we did not sing, the stones would not be silent. They would sing of his glory. For we were once like the stones beneath our feet. Our hearts were made of stone. They were hard as rock, in opposition to God and his righteousness. It was not until we heard the word of God, when the Holy Spirit entered our hearts and softened them, that they could at last be made temples for the Holy Spirit to dwell in. I tell you, the very stones would cry out. To be sinful is to be in opposition to God. To be sinful is to be opposed to the Lord of life, to be cut off from him, to be dead in our trespasses and in our iniquity. But it is the will of God that the stones should cry out. He did not leave us in our sin. For righteousness himself came to Jerusalem. To a faithless people came a faithful king. The fulfillment of the covenant was at hand in Jerusalem in the suffering and death of Jesus of Nazareth. The blood of the Son of God soaked into the stones. John the Baptist once told the Pharisees and Sadducees that if God wanted sons of Abraham, he could make them from the stones that lined the river Jordan. And so he has. Out of our stony hearts, he has made sons of Abraham. He has established our hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father. The Lord kept his promise to Jacob. His descendants are as numerous as the dust of the earth. They cover the north and south, the east and west. All families have been blessed by the family of Jacob, because all families are now part of that one family. For he has made us all members of the kingdom of David, and on the throne sits our Lord and Savior, whose name is above all other names. Our place is established, for we dwell in Christ, and from Christ we cannot be moved. All of this God has done, and he has done it for us. The only price for any of this was the death of his Son. And now by his death we live. And by his suffering we know the eternal joy of life in the Lord. For by entering the city of Jerusalem, by his death and resurrection, Christ Jesus indeed fulfilled the promise of Jeremiah, "In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land." Jesus, the son of David by his human nature, and David's Lord by his divine nature, had sprung up. He executed a final judgment for mankind by taking all their sins upon himself. He served as scapegoat and sacrifice. He died on the cross for our atonement, for our payment. We remember the sacrifice. We honor it. We give Christ all glory and honor and dominion and thanks for it. But he is not done giving to us. His birth was the first Advent, the Advent that we now recognize with our blue parents. Advent is a solemn season, a season of preparation, where we remember our need for God to come down to us in our flesh. His coming to Jerusalem, what we read in the gospel lesson, was the second Advent, That's the season of Lent, where we prepare for Jesus to go to Jerusalem, to go to the temple, to go to the cross, to do all things necessary for our salvation. And after his resurrection comes the third Advent, the Advent we are now in, the season that has lasted 2,000 years. We know that St. Paul expected Jesus to come in his lifetime. And he warned his fellow Christians that they should live as if he could come at any time, for we do not know the day or the hour. We would be wise to listen to St. Paul and to do as he advised. We do it by doing what we are doing here, right now, by being attentive to his word, by receiving his gifts. And we do all of this in security and the faith that our Lord indeed keeps his promises. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a promise given to us, and it was kept. The Lord is your righteousness. He has executed justice and righteousness in our land, and you have been saved. You dwell securely. Jesus is our righteousness. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
The prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. To you, O Lord, we lift up our souls, and in you we put our trust. Do not let us be ashamed of our hope, but come quickly. Sustain us by your Holy Spirit, that we may have joy at the advent of Christ our Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We praise you, O Lord of hosts, for you have fulfilled your promise of salvation by sending Jesus. He suffered your wrath upon the cross so that we are declared righteous in your sight. And in his holy resurrection, may your Holy Spirit be upon us. Bless all congregations, pastors, congregations, and missionaries who proclaim your word. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church and the ministries that we do here in this community. And bless John and Erica Tape as they serve in the Dominican Republic, serving the pastors and the churches there. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, your Son declared us to be your disciples. We praise him as the very stones that cry out. Receive our thanks, for you continue to preserve your word among us. Even in a world that opposes your name, grant us tongues that joyfully declare your praise. Be with all of us in our vocations and callings as we proclaim the glory of your name. This week, be with Annette Geisler, Cindy Shem, and Mike Gobble, Dennis Gorman Jr., Joe Newman, and Nancy Brasowski, Brian Maluski, Fern Stein, Brian Lundmark, Kylie Rogers, Carol Ward, and Eldon Jupe. And also this week, bless Seth and Madison Lemke, and Tyler and Miranda Wente. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our King, the foundation of your throne rests for sure. Steadfast love and faithfulness, you have founded it. We thank you for the authorities of our land and nation, and grant that they would govern justly, so we may live in peace and proclaim your love and faithfulness. Be with Mike Gobble, Ricardo Batanga, Charles Gates, and David Green, Emily Shelton, Courtney Tate, and Alex Laffin, as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give you thanks, O Lord, that you establish our hearts blameless in holiness before you and provide all of our needs of body and life. Hear our earnest prayers for those in need of mercy and healing. Elizabeth Dye, Jonna Jupe, Catherine Harmon, Patty Reber, Gene Forster, David Ament, Dwayne Krasowski, Chris Henderson, Neil Taptoe, Jill Tarver, and Candy Darman. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort the family of Brenda Hartman, the death of her father, Bill Fink. Now that you've received him to the saints and angels in heaven, assure in this family of a blessed reunion promised in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Protect us on our way, O Lord. Grant us success in our journey, in our pilgrimage here on earth. And Holy God, you declared that the days were coming when you would accomplish our salvation. And in your time, you caused your Son, the righteous branch, to spring up for David. By your grace, keep us joined as branches to Christ, that we might bear fruit until the day he returns in glory, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We ask that you fill out the ritual of friendship forms found at the end of the pews, passing them to the person next to you. You may place them in the baskets in the narthex as you leave. We will now gather the offering. You may be seated.
Service of Sacrament, page 208. We stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord. Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love, shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh, and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because he has now risen from the dead, and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death, and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Everlasting,
Jesus Christ, to live.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, drink to you in the true faith, in body and soul, to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. The Nyctimenus, page 212, we stand to sing. Upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen.